It was a typical rainy Saturday afternoon in Ketchikan, and it was pretty quiet at Parnassus Bookstore. People drifted in, some looking for a specific book, others browsing, owner Charlotte Glover giving recommendations and taking orders if a desired volume wasn't in the shop. Suddenly, at 2 p.m., things got busy. A group of people cheerfully stormed the store, and someone handed Glover a plaque.
It says Cash Mob 2014 supporting retail members, Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. It's very spiffy.
The Cash Mob is a new idea for Ketchikan. Chamber business manager Chelsea Goucher says that former Chamber president Judy Zenge proposed the idea after hearing about a similar event down south. The local chamber modified the concept to make it fit Ketchikan, and, well, here's Goucher describing what happens.
So basically, a bunch of people get together, they plan a place where they're going to meet, they know the business ahead of time, and they have to keep it hush-hush so the business owner doesn't find out. And then we kind of all inundate their store at the same time, and everyone commits to spending a little bit of money, and, you know, it's just a way to give them a big splash of cash.
This was the third Cash Mob in Ketchikan. The first was at Twisted Tree, and then the group mobbed Forget-Me-Not Sweater Shop.
And it was really exciting. Both business owners were super, super happy, super excited. And it's really cool to know that we're having an impact. Jackie Williams of the Forget-Me-Not Sweater Shop said that it was her biggest day of the whole year.
It was a pretty big day for Parnassus, too, when the mob showed up. Glover says it definitely boosted business for the day, although she's been pleased with the steady flow she's seen since taking over the shop this winter. One young mobster who came in with his mother had a special interest, and Glover showed him some of the options.
Star Wars origami. And I have Star Wars The Yoda Chronicles.
That one. And it comes with the...
comes with a mini action figure. Yeah, and inside it's got information about different Star Wars characters.
Other patrons visited and mingled as they browsed books, picked out calendars and greeting cards, and perused some of the gift items in the store. In this age of internet shopping, Goucher says one of the benefits of the event is learning what's available locally.
A lot of people, because of where the Cash Mob was at, went into a store that normally they just walk by, and they had no idea what was in there. So it's a way to get people looking and seeing what merchandise people actually have.
So they don't always have to go online.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I didn't know there was all these cute clothes at Twisted Tree or at the sweater shop, you know? And so it kind of gets people looking and out in the community and really seeing that we do have a lot to offer.
Parnassus apparently had plenty to offer the Cash Mob participants, and store employee Allison Netterer kept pretty busy at the cash register.
There you are. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.